his ways. How wonderful is his glory made, ever sing, great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory made, ever sing, great is the name of the Lord.
Bethel Baptist Church. If you are visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. I will be leading the Bible study class in the afternoon, searching the scriptures at 3:30, to seek the answer to the question, what does Paul mean by Jesus being the firstborn among many brethren? At the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the book of Revelation. He will be expounding upon chapter 19. At the Wednesday evening service, we will continue reading all the way through the Bible as we look at 1 Kings chapters 17 and 18. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture for this month, printed in your bulletin, is Psalm 44, verse 8. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Salah. We will be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let us begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal, Invisible.
Pages over, we'll go to page 37. How great thou art. I think think just in the things that God does for us, how great really is our God. Amen. Please stand. Please turn your hymnals to page 388. So think of this song. It's pretty human of us to, of course, try to do everything in our own power, but day by day we must recognize that God is on the throne and we must let Him have His way with us.
Let's remain standing for prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we come into Thy presence in the name of the precious name given unto us as the High Priest, the Lord Jesus. We know that He takes our prayers and brings our prayers into the presence of God. That's what the Bible says. And so, Father, as a church first and most, we are privileged to proclaim God, to proclaim Jesus. And Father, we are delighted to go through the scripture, through fundamental truth that you established for us to know. And so, Father, we pray that today will be no exception, that we will rejoice in the study of thy word. We already rejoice in the praises of thy name. And we pray not only for ourselves here in the auditorium, but for those who are in the large audience of the internet. We thank you, Lord, that every week you add new estates to us as they write to us or they make contribution to us. We praise your name because now Wyoming, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, Florida, Arizona, Texas, North Carolina, South California, and North California, Oregon, and Washington are added to the states that listen to our internet and they respond to the messages and respond with graciousness and sending us offerings to the support of the internet. Thank you, Father, for those people who are so willing not only to hear thy word, but to participate as a church extended body. We thank you, Lord, for those who are here in the church, who give with sacrifice and keep the church floating on the black. We thank you, Lord, for our board of deacons who regulate and manage the expenses, especially for our brother Victor Laurel, who is now our accountant, and he is the one who controls our expenses so that we behave properly according to the budget. We thank you, Lord, for those missionaries of ours who are in different countries, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua, very soon at the end of November, coming back to the States to redone a new project in their life. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Martha Poretti, that we just have and arrived successfully to Buenos Aires yesterday. Father Dante and Maruja Rabines. Joe and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. Sal Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. Danny and Miriam Lacey, as Danny now projects himself in the pro-race ministries that he is heading on, and then Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. We thank you, Lord, that each missionary in different fields have one thing in common, to bring the Lord Jesus Christ into the hearts of people. And as a church body, we have people who are hurt. We have Tom Curley in the hospital in intense care. We have John Silva now improved in different medical center. Ann Peretto in home. Meldred Plica, Lord, recovering from a very hard two-day surgery. And now in the regular room and tomorrow in the therapy center in San Francisco. And we pray for her. We also have people away from us. Henry and Tayan June in Korea. Victor and Darlene Laurel in Georgia. And, of course, Brother Plica is with his wife there in San Francisco, and we miss them. And we thank you, Lord, that from time to time we get sick, but you still have patience with us and recover us and heal us. And thank you, Father. We pray, Lord, that as we minister to people, they will be built in the faith so that nobody can lie to them. And I pray for myself today in this very, very serious series of studies. Last Sunday, I have received more emails than any time in the history of my ministry on the study of the wonders of the scripture about the Bible. I have received people with convicting spirits saying, you have helped me to understand what the scripture really is all about. And so, Father, I pray and I thank you that you provide for us enough that we can make these sermons available to people free of charge with their outlines so that they can build their faith and be strong in the kingdom of God. Bless us today. Put your hand on the choir that will bless your name. Give our brother Greg the opportunity to read with holiness the scripture and give me easy words to be understood, words based upon your scripture, that people may understand today who is that God and how personal God could be. Thank you, Lord, for providing. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to give. And I thank you for the people of this church who never fail. Our missionaries always got their salaries. Everybody is paid, and we still have money. Thank you, Father, for their responsibility. So today, we thank for the offering and thank for the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1178. We'll be reading John chapter 20, verses 26 through 31. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. John chapter 20, verses 26 through 31. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given to us the word of God, through which we can know the identity of Jesus, which we can know the reality of our need, the great sin that we reside in, and the great blessing and mercy that we receive through Jesus Christ. Be with our pastor this morning and bless him by the testimony of your word, by the Spirit of God within, that you would lift him up and encourage him to bring forth your word in might and in power, that our hearts would be turned, that we might live, that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you so much, my brother. And I just want to have one of the things to say before we do the study this morning. I visited with Mildred at the surgery room, and it was really tough surgery. Lasted 2 days, and I don't know if you ever have been left open until the next morning, but she endured the surgery. She's under pain, very heavy pain. But tomorrow will be placed on a therapy center in San Francisco. So the doctor sees that there is some progress, but there will be a tremendous pain. Between each vertebra, there is a piece of cushion, and there is a steel on the main bone, and there is a wire attached, and a screw is put on. And so all of these need to, the body need to analyze where they are. And once the body analyzes where they are, the body says, oh, they are part of me, hopefully. They are part of me. And then they bring glucose and things, and they make it part of their body. That's what they're hoping for. And I was amazed just before the table and before the anesthesiologist looked on her and said, why are you here? He said. And she said, so I can ride my bike. That was 80 years old in a very serious surgery. That the anesthesiologist says, well, if she say that, then there is hope that things will go well because your spirit has a lot of contribution to the things you do in surgery. And so praise the Lord, and you pray for her. Brother John, Maria's husband, is in a good place now, recovering, and so we are glad for that, and pray for Aunt Pireto as well. Also, I want to say, in this series of Fundamentals of the Faith, last sermon was the sermon that I got most emails forever and most requests. We do have a CD available and outlines available. It's the key sermon. Last week was a key sermon to understand the entire series, because once you understand what the Bible is all about, then you understand what the Bible says. So if you have not been here or you are listening, you have two options: either request the CD or go to our webpage, www.bbcmh.org, and take the sermon from the archive, and it's there. But if you do not have a computer, or you don't know how to do it, just request to us, call us, and we will send you free of charge. We never charge. These things are written by God, so how can I charge you? The only thing I do is just read it and explain it to you. So it is the key sermon to understand, is the key pedestal to understand Christianity, the Bible. And then you will understand everything else. Again, it's free of charge. You just let us know that you need that sermon. We will provide the CD and the outline. And we thank the people who prepare it. I don't do that. There are people in the church who volunteer and do all this work. And I'm thankful for those people who have that capacity.